In connection to all this, there's more that has been added in our generation, and that is, we're living in a time now that we already have the completion of Yafutzu Ma'inasecha Chutzu. The wellsprings are spread all over, literally in every part of the world, in a way that everyone can understand it. In other words, Chassidus has now been presented in different languages and been simplified that everyone can understand it. Page 25, and Chassidus came out, Chutza, also translated in different languages. The Rebbe says Russian, and we know Tanya today is translated in Russian, translated in English, translated in French, in Arabic, and all sorts of languages. And in all these areas, it's only advancing, it's developing more and more, spreading to more places. In fact, I remember that everyone spoke about the fact that Tanya is taught on the radio. If Chassidus has to spread to the whole world, once it goes into the area of radio waves, it goes to a place that it never went before. There was such a thing as radio waves. In fact, radio waves go who knows how far out in space. So it means Chassidus goes really chutzah, goes outside of planet Earth. And recently the Rebbe says another thing happened, that recently Tanya was printed, page 26, 27 rather, was printed in Braille, which made it accessible to people who are, Rachman al-Islan, blind. And the Rebbe spoke about this just 2 weeks earlier, how this is bringing Chassidus to the place where it never was before, that even people who, Rachman al-Islan, don't have the ability to see, and they live in that place of darkness, Tanya was made accessible to them, that they can also get it out of a sefer, not just someone teaching it to them orally. And even though it's only Tanya, but as we know, Tanya is the written Torah of Chassidus, all of Chassidus is included in the sefer of Tanya.